Everyone, welcome to episode number 542 of this here electronic engineering podcast called Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com and written, produced, and hosted by yours truly, Amelia Dalton. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to talk about security. My guest this week is Arnaud Mosier from Infineon, and we're talking all about biometric recognition, crypto keys, and secure element chips. Oh yeah, and the washing machine test as well. So, without further ado, please welcome Arnaud to Fish Fry.
Hi, Arnaud. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you very much, Amelia, for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're talking about security today, but Infineon has played in the security space for a very long time, decades. Can you start by telling me a little bit about your leadership in this space?
Very much, Amelia. Yes, Infineon has been a leader in security, so together with a few other companies for many years. So many of us actually may not realize that security chips are everywhere in many products you use every day. Your payment card, printer cartridge, your passport, earbuds, computer are very likely to have a security chip and an Infineon chip, security chip inside. For example, if you have an e-passport, an American passport, you have an Infineon chip inside. So as you can imagine, these chips have to be very secure. They are in the field for many years, so the 10 years of life. And for these 10 years, you need to guarantee that they are not going to be breached, that nobody is going to be able to copy them. So they have inherently to be very secure to physical and logical attacks. And the fun fact about the passport is they also have to resist the washing machine test. So if you accidentally drop your passport in a washing machine, it has to survive. It still has to function. So there is an antenna in one of the pages of your passport that is read by the reader when you cross the border and authenticate you, again, with a number of security protocols and mechanisms that we'll not discuss there, but they are very secure. Another example of using Infineon chips every day is your credit or debit card. Today, so Infineon supplies 50% of the market globally, as that's about over 2.5 billion, I believe, payment chips every year. And in the US, thanks to technology like inductive coupling, like solid flash, we've been able to support about 70% of the demand. So Infineon is definitely the leader in payment in the Americas.
Fantastic. So you guys recently had an announcement with Century Enterprise. Can you tell me a little bit about this collaboration?
Certainly can. So Century and Infineon recently announced a collaboration to fuel biometric access control and cold storage crypto wallet platforms. So a lot of fancy words there that I'm going to try to explain a little bit. So one way to authenticate yourself is to use biometric recognition. There are multiple ways of doing that. Either you trust the government or your enterprise to store your biometric information and you put your finger on a reader when you access a building or you have your face scanned and matched, right, to a database. One of the problems of this is that you actually enable a third-party entity to own your credentials and you don't know if it can be hacked. We know that despite all the precautions that you can take, I mean, hacking is a reality. Another way to authenticate a person to the card or to the device is to do what we call match on card, which means that your biometric information, in this case, a fingerprint, will never leave the card and will be matched on the card itself. So that provides extremely high level of security. There's very low level of false positive as well. So again, very secure and it keeps your privacy. So in this collaboration, Infineon provides its latest generation of chips, SRC37, that support Century Enterprise's biometric platform, which is a privacy-centric, again, proof identity solution their initial product is for secure access, and their next product is going to address the cold storage crypto wallet. The word about cold storage crypto wallet, instead of having your crypto credential on the phone that can be hacked because it's connected, and we know that despite all the security precautions that you can take on the phone, there is a risk. If you store your crypto information into a card that is not connected and your credentials never leave the card, this is probably the most secure solution that exists today, right? So you tap your card on your phone, and again, you authenticate the card with the biometrics. You authenticate that you are right owner of the card, legitimate user of the card, and your credentials, your crypto keys never leave the cards. So this is really something that is appealing to persons who are really security conscious, who do not want to have their assets being stolen because they were located on the phone.
Absolutely. Now, tell me a little bit more about this latest generation of SLC 37X secure element chip family you just mentioned in this collaboration.
Absolutely. So the SLC 37 is our newer generation of products and advanced silicon technology. I mentioned the word security a lot. It's very important for devices that will be in the market for extended period of time. We're also shipping in tens of millions, hundreds of millions, or billions of units to have products that resist a physical and logical attack. One main usage of this SLC 37 platform was the embedded SIM, eSIM for short. Instead of sliding a SIM card in your phone every time, right, you change a carrier or phone. So embedded SIM is an IC that is on your phone and that you can actually, when you switch network, for instance, you can reprovision that device in the phone without having to go to your phone location, the next AT&T or Verizon or other location, and get a new SIM card. So that's really very convenient. So for this product, network operators are very, very careful about preserving the privacy and the security of this device. So you need very secure technology and a lot of memory as well. The SLC 37 was designed with that market in mind. It's also found a natural home in embedded secure elements, which you can find in mobile phone or other device, and also NFC payment authentication, identification, transport negating, and application like the Sentry Enterprises application. The Infineon 37, SLC 37 controller is based on a 32-bit ARM secure core SC300. It features 2 megabytes, so we have different versions. You can have up to 2 megabytes of memory, and it supports all the crypto algorithm like DES, AES, RSA, ECC cryptography. So our teams are working on something that you may have heard about, post-quantum cryptography. Quantum computers are coming. They will have the capability at some point, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, we don't know, to crack down on crypto algorithm, representing a threat for the industry, the banking industry, the finance, for national security and our infrastructure. So we are working really hard and have products that, based on this technology of the SLC 37, offer level of protection for post-quantum cryptography, right?
That is super cool. All right, Arnon, I think it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, since you haven't been on my show before, if you could have one meal right now, it doesn't matter if it's on the other side of the world, you need a passport to get there, or the restaurant is closed, what would you have?
You know, I'm French, and my accent, I may have told you, we have 3 food groups, which is bread, wine, and cheese. So we always game for that. And luckily here in California, where we have lived with my family for 24 years, we are blessed to have very good products, actually local products in all these 3 elementary food groups that I mentioned. So whether it's Marin or Monterey, the wine from Monterey, or cheese from Marine and bread from Mountain View, we have everything we need. So you made me hungry, actually.
I think that's the goal. I don't know. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Arnaud.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
If that wasn't quite enough security for you, I've got a YouTube playlist of Fish Fry podcasts that you should check out. In our YouTube playlist called Security on Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, I investigate a variety of critical security concerns, including the U.S. Cybersecurity CHIP Act, the role that software fluency plays in automotive security, why software protection is more important than ever before, and the ethical nature of embedded security. And you can check out this playlist by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com and by clicking the link in the description for this week's episode on YouTube as well. Hey folks, that's all I've got for this week's podcast. But never fear, I've got a bunch of super cool interviews lined up in the coming weeks, including my discussion about the future of VTOLs with aviation expert Vance Hilderman, an investigation into a new kind of brain training for astronauts, and how we can use AI for low code, and more. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And don't forget, if you would like to follow my personal Twitter account, check out AmeliaD1978. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, I dig it. You can follow us or me on LinkedIn as well. And we have that YouTube channel I just mentioned, youtube.com/EEJournal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series hosted by me. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can subscribe to this here podcast through Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. And remember, if you'd like to further support this podcast, please leave me a review on that podcasting platform of your choice. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology or, heck, you just want to chat, shoot me a line at Amelia, that's AMELIA, at eejournal.com, or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of July 28th, 2023, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.